that.
What a thrill. Matt's been such a blessing to us ever since he has arrived. I've been talking to deacons and trustees, and for those of you that may not know, today is my father's 88th birthday. I was up spending a joyous, wonderful time with him in the heat on Friday. He had quite a few comments to make about the heat. Quite a few things to say, and my father, he's getting to the point where many of the conversations we have, he has a tendency to repeat them over and over again, and I cherish every time I hear those phrases, every time I hear those phrases. And I've been talking with folks, I said, you know, I kind of get a feeling here, and I thank God it may be coming up soon, I may be taking a little more time off, some things, responsibilities that I'm going to have. So unfortunate, back in March, Brother Rich, who we loved dearly, and so suddenly went to be with the Lord, and so been talking, and I said, you know, we ought to ask Brother Matt that to kind of help and fill in and be a part of our team here at church at Mount Calvary. So last week I threw it out, and I was waiting for all the negative comments. I was waiting for an email from Herbie may have received down in South Carolina. I didn't hear anything. And for those of you that know Brother Matt well, and it's been such a blessing, such a humble, warm spirit, such a joy to have a gentleman of his character and Christian faith who is a licensed minister over in West Virginia. I don't know. I didn't get in too deeply on that qualification, West Virginia. We'll leave it at that. And who had the best looking of the two bow ties in front of you today, the one that Matt had on, the one that Bob was trying to put on there. Come on in, Lisa. Come on in. And so Mount Calvary is a little different church than probably you've ever been to. This is the way we do our big knockdown, drag-out business meetings. This is how we handle all this government thing. We get up in front of the church, talk about it, and ask you. And if everybody's in agreement, majority, and they lift their hands, then we go along with it. And then if there's, so we do this thing as a group. We don't ask if you're a member here at Mount Calvary. We don't ask you all that wonderful criteria. But what we do is every year at Mount Calvary, we vote for the pastor and associate pastor here. We've never had a situation where either one has gone to be with the Lord during the middle of the year. So, and normally what we do is we ask the individual voting for to kind of leave the room. So, Bob, I want to ask you to go over and escort Mr. Matt. He's the one with the bow tie. Business at Mount Calvary. Business at Mount Calvary. I got to sing happy birthday to Seawood Sr. over there. I guess sometime we better sing happy birthday to this other guy, the Seawood Jr. over there. You want to lead it, Terry?
You say it's your birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Pastor Charlie Wood.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so very much. Brother Herbert, do you want to sing anniversary? You want to wait till Janny gets back up here? Okay. A well-trained husband, if I ever heard one out there, folks. I tell you, good to have. We better wait. We better wait on that until she gets back up. Don't forget, right after the service, we're going downstairs, and there is plenty, plenty, plenty of food down there. Make sure you come on down. We will have a wonderful time, celebration. Everything works out a week from tomorrow. So next Sunday, if you want to wear your dirtiest clothes, it's fine. If you want to wear your old pair of pants that you were out in the garden with and got mud all over, that's fine. Because hopefully, God willing, a week from Monday, they will come in and start remove the upholstery off the pews and get started with new upholstery. So The problem is we're on to their schedule. When they finished up the previous job, we're scheduled for the 29th, I believe it is. But if they're going to give us back and give us a better update this week, is when that'll come on back in. During the month of August, we're going to give you updates. The first weekend, this Wednesday we'll have service. The next Wednesday we will not. That'll be the week that we're doing the upholstery. And then we're going to kind of give you updates. During the month of August on Wednesdays, we're going to come and invite you when you can on Wednesday nights. We'll have you give an update, do a little music. And then we're going to be doing a few projects around the church. We want to empty some things out. We want to do some cleaning. We want to do some painting. We're going to do so. It's roll up your sleeves time when the church is open. And we'll give you those dates on Sunday and try to get that. Anything I've missed in the announcements? Sing me one chorus of Amazing Grace, just the first verse before we go into God's Word. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Let's all get in the same key one more time. Start us off again. Let's all get in the same
key. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold of grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verses 7, all the way down through verse 11. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Allow us to open our minds and hearts and receive that special truth that you have each one to resonate within our hearts. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Service. For the next 14 minutes, we will talk about service. I decided on the scripture, hoping that we'd finish up the study that we've been doing on Wednesday night, Developing a Servant's Heart. This is a little pamphlet written by Charles Stanley. When we finished up on Wednesday night, I didn't know quite long how this study had taken us, and Miss Ruby always is one for details. She opened up her little booklet and gave me a date, which I believe was about April. Well, we won't tell them the year. She says, last year, April of 2012, we've been studying on Wednesday night about developing a servant's heart. This has been one of the richest studies that we have done, and it has been one of the easiest studies that we've ever done here at Mount Calvary. Why? Because people here are yearning to have that servant's heart. People here, and I'm going to brag on you folks here a little bit. It's supposed to be a celebration from our birthday today, and I thank you so very much for that. But in all honesty and in all humbleness, the reason we have any of this, the reason that God has blessed us so richly here at Mount Calvary, the reason that we have the opportunity to reach out to the community around us through our gospel sings, the reason that we support the missions, whether they're Koinonia, the Wycliffe Bible Translators, the Mount Calvary Mission in the Philippines, the Gideons. The reason that we are able to do anything for God is simply that you have made the decision to come in. You've made the decision to walk through the doors and be a part of what God is trying to do. And I believe that I see more of a servant's heart attitude at Mount Calvary than any church that I've been in. I am prejudiced. I do have my favorites, and I tell you, friends, this church is my favorite. I grew up here in the Franconia area, I know, a lot of years ago. And I was fortunate enough to have seen so many changes. I received this morning over Roy Rogers, I was eating breakfast. There was a small single-page flyer about how the Laurel Grove Church is having a celebration next weekend. If you get a chance, go over and support them. And hopefully, by next year, they hopefully get their building back on this ground. Unfortunately, it burned down, and I don't know, that's been at least 8 or 10 years. Somebody correct me on that. I'm not sure the exact time. And having grown up in this area, having next door at Calvary Road Baptist Church, having walked down the aisle and accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, having Brother Sam Edwards reach out, put his hand on my shoulder, and shake my hand as I accepted that prayer of salvation. Having gone to school here in the area, went to college up in Pennsylvania, back in the area, have been here and served with Brother Ed Campbell for many years, helping us out. And as Brother Ed got to be a little older and things were a little tad more of a struggle, I began to help him more and more. And who knew that back at the National Quartet Convention in the year 2002 that he would take such a terrible fall backwards down those concrete stairs and never really recovered. We had him in church a couple times, but it was so bad that as I went to visit him over in Fairfax for the first time after his fall, I walked in through the rehab center and I actually walked right past him. Had to turn and come back and ask where it was. Those of you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've had those instances within your life. Then for the last 11, 12 years here at Mount Calvary, to see so many folks come in, so many people come in with what I call a servant's heart. Having so many folks walk in that just simply want to be a blessing to others. I get so tired of hearing people on the radio, people on the television, people on so many shows talking about I, and what they've done and what they've accomplished. Then I walk into church and I hear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ lifted up. And I see people that are saying, I am not perfect, I am simply forgiven. I am no better than anyone else who walks through those doors. I have simply been fortunate enough to be blessed to have the love of the Lord Jesus Christ living within my heart. And I strive to do my best to share that gift that we have been given. That is the strength of a church. The strength of a church is not its musicians, although God has blessed us richly. It's not with the singers. It's not even with the girl up front that has white hair that tries to open God's Word and share with you on Sundays. The strength of God's church is found in His house, in the warmth and the kindness and the gentleness and the generosity of those folks that God allows to come in and be a part of our worship service, not only on Sundays, but through the week. It says in this scripture here, and I love it, I love it, I love it, and above all things, have fervent love one for another. Fervent love. A love that you just can't contain. Care. Care genuinely. Care deeply. Why? Because love will cover a multitude of sins. I got a text this morning from Kathy, who is enjoying her. She's only been married now a couple weeks. And she was giving me instructions on where she left the new prayer book and the bulletins. And on the end, it said, I didn't mean to run you off, but that's okay. I love it. Not only do we have love, we have people in fear here. Mount Calvary too. I've got to go see Janet. She wanted me down there right now. And in this text, she says, information at the end, she says, and have Bob behave. And I loved it. I loved it. I love people who can look beyond themselves to understand that God has given each one of us a gift. The 10th verse, as each one has received a gift. Who has received a gift? God's word says each one of us has received a gift from Him. I love that. I don't know what your gift is, and you might be scratching your head trying to figure out what my gift is, but I'll tell you one thing I know. Through His Word, He has given each and every one of us a gift. Why has He given us this gift? Spells it out in the verse. Minister it to one another. Each of us has been given a gift of God for the purpose of what? To minister one to another. I had a conversation just a couple weeks back. Somebody came back to me and we were talking about preaching and said, Charles, you kind of get hung up on the same subjects. And I said, amen. They didn't quite expect the response that they got from me. They say, you seem in your preaching to be pretty positive. I said, amen. And they said, what moves you to decide upon how God will lay a scripture upon your heart and share? And I say, one thing more than other, any other. I feel that I have been lucky enough to be forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. The sins that I have committed, the things in my life that have been wrong, the stumbles, the tumbles, the falls that I have taken, I simply feel from the bottom of my heart so gracious to the Lord, the Master, for forgiving me. And I want to impart His love and His ability to forgive to everyone that I chat with. People struggle so much with this. It is one of the tools of the devil. People walk into church and look at others, thinking themselves to be more than what they are. We are simply sinners saved by grace. And somebody ought to say amen. Because I'm talking to everyone here, including me. We have a gift each one has been given with a purpose on the gift that we have been given, and that is to minister to others. Minister to others. We are to use these gifts as stewards, not as owners. What does that mean? I've simply been given this gift from God to use. It's not mine to own. It's not to own. It is to share, to share, to share. Where does this gift come from? If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies. It tells me in the 11th verse that God supplies this gift. It comes from God. It doesn't come from man. You may have applied yourself, and I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think you're following the ordinance of God and His demands when the gifts that you have been given, that you apply them to the best of your abilities. That may mean if you're a musician, practice. Singers, sing. If God has given you that gift to reach out and to speak to others, I think you ought to ask Him for humbleness and warmth. I think you should ask Him to work on our character. I read a quote. I've got it here somewhere. If you want to get real picky, I'll find it for you and read it verbatim. But it talks about how religion, people will read it. They will die for it. But well, they live for it. Well, you live for what you believe. The hardest thing of all, well, you simply live for what you believe. Developing a servant's heart taken the gift that God has given us. This gift that He places within our hearts, within our minds. Why? So that we can serve others. Knowing that this gift that He has given us to serve others is simply that we have been trusted with for not ownership of. It's basically just loaned to us in our lives. Then, realizing fully that this gift that we've been given, it comes from God. And finally, in the 11th verse, if anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Why do you do what you do? Why do we lift up the name of Jesus Christ? Bring glory unto Him. Not for our own personal reputations or glory that we may receive. No. Why in humbleness, in earnestness, glory unto God. I'm getting close, so I don't have much more to say this morning. I, too, am a little afraid of what Janet and Nancy might say down there and different ones who've worked so hard. I get a feeling, and I haven't seen him yet. I just stuck my head in the door early this morning to make sure the basement hadn't flooded out. And I saw they had a few decorations. So I kind of get a feeling that Dee Vogel may have been down there. And if you see Joe Vogel and he looks pretty tired today, you'll know why. Pat him on the back. Just say, brother, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. People walked in the doors back there, and one fella had an old stack of, boy, it looked like deviled eggs. Sadly, he went past my office and downstairs with him. I was hoping he'd made a little stop over here, but I didn't get to catch him quick enough. God has blessed us as a group. I think that this is the most precious thing that I've ever seen. I think it's precious that people come in from all walks of life, from different backgrounds. It allows us simply to join together, lifting up the name of Jesus. I think having Brother Matt today and having him to be willing to come in and tell you, this is a talented young man. How he walked into our little humble church and decided he wants to become a part of it, there's only one answer, that is of God. I prayed for a tenor, and this is the closest thing he's got. That's the closest thing we have. I believe that we have been richly blessed by the love of God. And I just simply want to enjoy what He is doing in our lives. I think if you do that, and you let the love of God lead your path and let your heart be filled, and I think that you make it your goal to walk in the joy of the Lord day in, day out, that people will see the love of God working in you, and they will be drawn unto Him. To the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come in Your house today. We've sung songs about the Master. We have read Your word. God, we know that within Your word, You say that we all have gifts. Allow us to use these gifts to serve others. It says that within Your word, that these gifts have simply been entrusted to us to use for Your glory. Allow us to do that. And Heavenly Father, be there one who is struggling, who is questioning, who is even questioning within their hearts what all this is about. What is this salvation? What is this thing the preacher's preaching about? Let them look to You with an open heart, with an open mind, genuine of spirit. And God, reach out and touch that one. Now, Heavenly Father, bless the food that we're about to receive downstairs. Bless the hands that have helped prepare it. Let us have a wonderful time of fellowship. And Heavenly Father, let us continue on to feel the love of God. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen. Let's do a chorus of this 543. The family.